we always need to bring to bear the principle that Scripture is divinely inspired, it is without error, it is God's unchanging voice in the church teaching us the truth. And so any reformation that does need to be brought about, either on a small scale or on a large scale, must always be under the governing and watchful authority of Holy Scripture. To the extent that the church has lost its faith in the authority of Scripture, it has lost its ability to be reformed in a proper Orthodox Catholic way, as would have been so in the time of Athanasius, Augustine, and the Lutheran Reformers. And so any talk of Reformation that is not accompanied by a profound and reverent submission to the final and ultimate authority of Scripture as our supreme teacher is not the kind of Reformation that we as confessional Lutherans would want to be talking about.